Nancy Pelosi, truth is that Trump worsened the coronavirus, destroyed economy. By Hannah Blow on April 15, 2020. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi, DCA, in a letter penned to Democrat colleagues on Tuesday, emphasized the need to recognize the truth regarding the coronavirus pandemic, listing off a series of partisan talking points which accused President Trump of worsening the virus by ignoring warnings, dismantling infrastructure, and referring to the virus as a hoax, a false narrative that has been thoroughly debunked. The incompetent reaction to this health crisis led to the destruction of the strong economy handed to Trump, Pelosi asserted, blaming him for unnecessary deaths and economic disaster. Pelosi told her colleagues in the letter that Easter weekend provided her with time for deeper prayer and reflection. As such, she believes it is time for Democrats to acknowledge a series of truths surrounding the coronavirus. We will overcome this moment, but success requires one fundamental from which all actions will follow: we need the truth. To succeed in this crisis, we must insist on the truth, and we must act upon it, she exclaimed. In order to move forward, we must first understand the truth of what has put us in this position. She continued, listing six key points that she believes must be thoroughly acknowledged in order to move forward. Overall, Pelosi blames the president for causing unnecessary deaths and economic disaster and ultimately bungling the strong economy supposedly handed to him in 2017. The truth is that Donald Trump dismantled the infrastructure handed to him, which was meant to plan for and overcome a pandemic, resulting in unnecessary deaths and economic disaster. The truth is that in January, Donald Trump was warned about this pandemic, ignored those warnings, took insufficient action, and caused unnecessary death and disaster. The truth is that Donald Trump told his most loyal followers that the pandemic was a hoax and that it would magically disappear, thus endangering lives and paving the way for economic disaster. The truth is that we did not have proper testing available in March despite Trump repeatedly claiming that we did, and even now, we do not have adequate tests, masks, PPE, and necessary equipment, which creates unnecessary death and suffering. The truth is because of an incompetent reaction to this health crisis, the strong economy handed to Donald Trump is now a disaster, causing the suffering of countless Americans and endangering lives. The truth is a weak person, a poor leader, takes no responsibility. A weak person blames others. The truth is, from this moment on, Americans must ignore lies and start to listen to scientists and other respected professionals in order to protect ourselves and our loved ones. She continued, in what some view as a slight to the administration's coronavirus task force. But if we are not working from the truth, more lives will be lost. Economic hardship and suffering will be extended unnecessarily and our children will not be safe, happy and learning, Pelosi continued. Our future will be healthy and prosperous if we no longer tolerate lies and deceit, she added. This is not the first time the speaker has taken a starkly partisan approach to the crisis. Pelosi famously attempted to hijack the economic relief passed last month, filling it with a host of progressive agenda items, to no avail. Meanwhile, Trump and the GOP are widely focusing on reopening the economy, as the demands for such intensify across the nation. The day will be very close, it's going to be very, very close, maybe even before the date of May 1, Trump said on Tuesday.